This podcast episode is brought to you by Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. Contact Mickey Bay, master lash artist, today for the best in mink and synthetic eyelash extensions. You can find Mickey Bay at www.mblashes.com. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Mickey Bay. That's at MIKKIBEY. And also like her on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyBayEyelashExtensions.com. Break! Back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. This is a special edition home renovation podcast episode. I'm here with none other than the host of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour and my hubby, Chris Lehman.
What's going on, everybody?
So for the last week, we have been in the midst of a television show / backyard renovation. Yes, this actually happens to real people. For every family member and friend that has asked, how did we do this? How do we make this happen? We pretty much stalked the HGTV Be On HGTV page for the last 3 years. And every single time there was a backyard renovation show that said, at little or no cost to you, we submitted applications.
And by we mean KC.
And I guess that's to say, after submitting several applications, I think I just got really good at filling them out and trying to give whomever would be working with us a good story to work with. And it was our luck this time. It was our turn. And it's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
It has been.
I want to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's been a fun week so far. You know, they came in earlier and, you know, they sat down with us and they came in beforehand, about a few weeks before, just to see the site, see our backyard, get an idea of what they'll be working with. You know, told them what we didn't like, what we did like, you know, what we would like to do with the space, you know, color wise, all the ideas. And they came up with the backyard, which we'll be seeing today.
Yeah. What's interesting about the whole process, because the one question that I think I got more from everybody that was curious about the whole process was, do you have any say-so in it at all? When it came to the process, I developed a Pinterest page of ideas that Chris and I talked about in regards to what we would want in the backyard. We shared that with the producer, Rob Mancini, and the landscape designer, Sarah Bendrick. And as it turns out, our ideas were used as inspiration for what they created. I feel, at least from what I've seen so far, what they created is way beyond anything that we had ever imagined.
Right. Mm-hmm. They'll use your points as to what you don't like about your yard. You know, make sure you let them know the points that things you want to get rid of or that just really bother you about your yard and some things you would like to see. And outside of that, they worked with those and worked their magic, and there you go.
Yeah. I think what we did determine is this is not an experience for people who are control freaks. If you're somebody who has to have your voice heard in every single part of a change as far as renovation is concerned, then don't go out for one of these shows. For us, it was a matter of wanting to beautify our backyard, and we knew that financially we weren't in a position to be able to do it, because just owning a house in and of itself is a crazy burden, and we've put so much into doing so many different things. You're that right. The backyard was like, you know.
Right. All people who own homes, y'all know what we're talking about.
You know exactly it's what we're talking about.
Something always comes up.
Right.
Something always needs fixing, something you always got to pay for.
Right. Like, even in the midst of this, we discovered we're having like a crazy termite situation happening. So that's next.
It's never ending.
Yeah. That part of it is not fun. But outside of that, you want to talk a little bit about the scheduling and how many people how many people actually go into a production like this?
Right. The funny thing is with this show, you're getting two parts of it. You're getting the makeover portion, so you're getting all the construction crew, you're getting landscapers, you get into designers, everybody who is involved with actually creating that space. Mm-hmm. And then you have the film production crew. So everybody that deals with actually putting this project on television.
Right.
So you've got all the camera crews, sound guys.
Lighting. Yeah. Everybody. All the assistants, just everything. So on average, how many people would you say have been at the house every day this week?
I would say, I almost feel like just going around 20.
Yeah, at least 20 people outside of us.
Right.
And they get started early. So we're open from 7 to 7 for the most part.
Basically.
Yeah. But they've been a really cool crew. Like, I don't feel like the house was raped and molested. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, all those horror stories that you hear.
Yeah. My parents have one because they let some rock group do a music video at their house. But everything took place inside their house. And they definitely felt like they got the shaft. But I guess because most of the work is for us happening outside of the house, it's been cool. It's been cool. Everybody's been really nice and nice.
All they needed was one particular spot in the room, one room where they could set up their electronic equipment, mm-hmm. someplace to store it overnight. Mm-hmm. They needed a bathroom. So for those of you who only have one bathroom in your house,
you'll be sharing.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah. And they lay down round boards, so they're not just walking over your carpet or your hardwood
floors.
Yeah, they've been pretty good about that. We haven't seen any major destructions or chippage anywhere.
But they're rarely in the house. They're outside most of the time. So I feel we would be remiss if we didn't thank the people that actually made this happen. So
definitely.
Rob Mancini, who is the producer and who's been kind of our go-to person since the whole production has actually started from the actual first visit when they took pictures and then sat with us and talked about what we wanted. So him and the entire crew of Magnetic Productions, that's Ian, Brian, I think Kevin, the guy that looks like Kurt Cobain and Brad Pitt at the same time.
Right.
Also the wonderful landscape designer who was going to be new to reality TV as far as home renovation shows are concerned, landscape designer Sarah Bendrick. She's awesome. Her partner Lee Tosca and their other partner Jason, whose last name I don't know. He's the designer. We have to thank them as well. And the team from Dave Clark or Dave C Construction, his whole crew, Jeremy, Chris, Isidro. I'm forgetting the other guys' names.
I know it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to let them know they're all appreciated.
Yeah.
Because we've heard stories that, you know, people, they do some people's houses and they barely get looked at or even acknowledged.
And Dave himself, I mean, he's the contractor, he's delegating, but he's out there working.
Yeah,
and
he
I think they're the people that are putting a lot of the true sweat equity into the project. And it would just be absolutely, there's no way we could get through this without thanking them. I mean, they're coming in here at 7 o'clock sweating, you know, putting in some back-breaking work. And then just the rest of the staff, everybody that's been here every day to assist and help and been taking good care of our backyard and our house and putting really beautiful things in our yard for us to enjoy for years and years to come. We are so grateful and so appreciative for everything.
Very much so. I can't wait to see this. And, you know, they put a lot of work into it. I mean, we did our part. They're always, we're like, if you want to do more, you can. But they never they never pressured us to go out there and be on their schedule.
Right, right. Here's a question, honey. Would we do this again? Should I stay off of the Be On HGTV page or should I look for kitchen renovation shows next?
No, I wouldn't mind going through it again.
I don't think I would either. I mean, it was worth it. And 5 days, you guys. 5 days. And they completely transformed a really raw, ugly outdoor space.
Right. Just seeing the work that they've done up to the point where they kicked us out. I'm like, wow, it's a lot of work doing this in 5 days.
Tons. So, yeah, for anybody who has asked us questions since it started, by all means, check out this podcast to get your tips. And we just, again, want to thank everybody from Magnetic Productions and Dave Clark Construction and Sarita Landscape for all the work that they've done to make our backyard an absolute oasis.
Thank you. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us.
Yes. Until next time, y'all. Talk to you soon.
later.
Peace.